Hey, Tom.
Hey, what?
Would you do me a favor?
Hmm.
Go down the hall.
I know where this is going.
And get me the listener email bag. Go on.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
Cancel your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email.
I had a list of questions
from you.
Silly about this segment.
Yeah?
The listener, a neighbor of mine...
Yeah?
Asked if we are singing on the intro to this.
Well, of course. Does it sound horrible? Does it sound out of tune? Then no, we're not singing this. The first letter comes to us from a young lady by the name of Cindy. She's 18 years old. She's got some bad issues here. She says, my boyfriend has been acting distant and weird lately, and I think he might be going to bars and flirting with other women behind my back. So I made a fake Facebook account and put up pictures of some hot chick and befriended him, all to see if he'll cheat on me. Yes, I'm catfishing my own boyfriend. I don't care. I just want to know the truth. Oh, Cindy.
This is not worth the effort.
Nope.
You're 18.
Yep.
Go bait your hook and reel in another fish.
Exactly. You know, and here's the thing. If the guy doesn't take the bait, that's not going to satisfy her curiosity. It's not going to satisfy the doubt.
Right. Then what will you do? You'll get another girlfriend of yours to hit on him. And
the next thing you know, Cindy is going to have her friend, Monica, go up and flirt with him.
Right,
and the next thing you know, her boyfriend and Monica are going to hit it off, and she's going to lose both, her boyfriend and her friend. Because that's not a good idea.
If your level of distrust is that high to go through that,
yep,
then you don't have trust.
Yeah. The only option here, Cindy, you got to talk to him. You guys have to have a serious discussion, a real sit-down.
They're 18. They're not having serious discussions.
Well, then she needs to cut the line and move on.
But, Cindy, there's a life lesson here that you can't make someone be faithful to you.
Nope.
That's one of their traits, not something that you can impose on somebody else.
You know, that's a very good point, because that is a very,
yeah, but
very good
women
point.
Always think they can fix men.
Do they ever?
Well, sure.
I can fix him. He's a heroin addict and hasn't had a job in 18 years. I know, but he just hasn't met the right woman.
Who's upright, that's a trait of the other person.
Look at the pen pal romances with murderers in prison. I mean, even Charlie Manson has followers, for God's sake.
He's just misunderstood. All right, the next letter comes to us from Jeff. Jeff says, recently, my wife and I went to see the movies Lone Survivor and a few days later, The Wolf of Wall Street. In both of these movies, we saw parents who brought their young children. Ah, Jeff, I hear you, man. He said, these kids were young, probably 8 or 9 years old at the oldest. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. These parents are extremely irresponsible to let their kids into the movies like this. My wife and I have children who are grown up, and we would never have brought them to such adult-themed films. Jeff, I agree with you. It is abhorrent.
Do you say something to people when they do that?
I have. The only time I actually had a real run-in with another person is it was a late movie. It was like 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
We were going in to see... I don't remember what the movie was, but I remember it was an R-rated movie, and my brother-in-law and his wife were with us. It was all of us going in to see this movie. Now, keep in mind, my brother-in-law is a big boy.
Mm-hmm.
He's bigger than I am
but
by quite a bit.
As adult couples.
Yeah, we were
movie.
Two couples going in to see this movie, and I tripped as I was leaving the concession stand. You can imagine how much I was carrying. I tripped over a toddler. 3-4 years old.
Running amok in the movie theater lobby.
Yes. And I said the comment, I said, oh, look at you running amok. Where's your parents? Well, the father was just a few feet away. and said, he said, well, why don't you mind your own business? Why don't you watch where you're going? I said, you know, I wouldn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I said, you know, I wouldn't have to worry about tripping over a toddler if it was in bed where it belongs.
Oh, boy. Here we go. And did you get punched out?
The guy got all bowed up, and I just said, what?
My brother-in-law is going to continue this conversation with you.
Well, and I looked at him, and I did. I looked at him, and I said, really? You feeling froggy? Jump. Otherwise, sit down. Sit down. And I walked off. Well, I thought my brother-in-law was right behind me.
Oh, you told this story before. Yeah, your wingman had left you.
He did. He's in the theater. I go back in, and I'm like, I look at him. I go, what are you doing? And he goes, well, okay. And I said, you didn't see what happened in the lobby? He goes, well, yeah. I said, thank you.
Tell me how it worked out.
Yeah, thank you very much. You were going to take my soda if I dropped it. Jeff, I understand
your problem. Should the movie theater say something?
Well, the theater, the movie says no one under the age of 17.
Admitted without an adult.
Without an adult. So legally, I guess, you know, if you want to be a bad parent, you want to take your child into something like that, I guess you have the right.
Didn't The Wolf of Wall Street have like 1,000 swear words in it?
Listen, there's more to that film than just the F-bomb. It was, you don't take a young child into
that. So these are parents who are too lazy or too cheap to get a babysitter.
Well, and they're selfish. They are selfish. I'm going to go see a movie. Well, you shouldn't go see this movie because you have a child. Well, I want to go see it. I'm going to go see it. So I'm going to expose my child to this. Way to be a parent. Way to go. Way to take your responsibility seriously and make your own sacrifice. Next, Hank, 38 years old, says, when I was younger, my friends and I used to make fun of the creepy older guys who hung out at the local bars.
Well, we'd never do that on this program.
No. Now I'm 38. And my friends and I still go out to the same bars and drink and have fun, even though we're married with kids. It's dawned on me over the weekend that everyone in the bar was younger than us, and it made me feel weird.
You become the creepy old guy.
Are we now the creepy old guys?
Sure, absolutely.
Yes, Hank, you are.
I came back from a ball game last summer and stopped at a local watering hole and sat down, had a beer, and realized I was the oldest person in the place by quite a few years.
Really?
Drank my beer and got the hell out of there as quickly as possible.
Were you at a Chuck E. Cheese?
No. This was an actual adult watering hole, but there weren't a whole lot of older adults there.
Yeah.
Of course, most of them, by that time, you know, midnight on a weeknight or a Saturday night are in bed. They're not out at the bars.
They're looking
people,
at you going,
people our age are, you know.
Hey, creepy old dude, you're not bad looking.
Yeah, no. That
you're all right.
That never happens.
Can I buy you a drink? WSAU, thank you for sending in the email so that we can exercise our relationship giving advice capability.
Passes faster than a speeding bullet. Arm power more powerful than a locomotive. Able to penetrate defenses in a single bound.
Look, up in the air.
It's a touchdown.
It's a third down completion. It's Supermanning.
Omaha! Yes, Supermanning. Strange visitor from another team who came to the Broncos with a neck injury, but quickly regained powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal quarterbacks. Supermanning, who can change the course of Brady and Rivers, break NFL records with his bare hands, and who, disguised as Peyton, mild-mannered pizza franchise owner, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the orange and blue way.
Broncos on three. 1, 2, 3, Broncos!
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.